ciemos Radio 101 studijā šeit pozitīvas festivālā. First of all, how are you guys?
Great.
Good, thank you. Nice to be here.
How was your flight and everything? Everything's fine?
Well, they lost my baggage.
Oh,
that sucks. And it was long. It was 37 hours.
You want to say you came straight from States to this festival?
Yeah. Yes. Las Vegas to New York, and New York to Prague, and Prague to Amsterdam, and Amsterdam to here.
Oh, yeah. Sounds cool.
Very direct. Yeah.
Okay. About the history of the band, you met Tim at the arts camp when you were 11.
It was actually in an area that looks a lot like this, like a woody, beautiful northern Michigan lake area.
Ah, do you still draw things? Do you still do some visual arts?
Well, we make videos. Those are pretty visual.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of drawing anymore.
Our drummer Dan does a lot of drawing these days. He does a lot of unflattering caricatures of people.
Okay.
He draws the bands we tour with.
Yeah.
He's very cruel.
What's the coolest band then you have toured with?
Mew?
Yeah, Mew is pretty cool. The Flaming Lips, they're obviously very cool.
Oh my god. And you worked with Mr. Friedman as well.
Yeah, our last two records now were produced with Dave Friedman. One of them's a live album, so that doesn't really count. But our last studio album of The Blue Color of the Sky was made with Dave Friedman. It's lots of fun.
So yeah, he's kind of like Phil Spector of No Days, like in the indie music. And tell me about his working style. Is it something different from what you see from other producers usually?
I think he's just super musical. He doesn't work with any assistants. It's just him and you in a room. So and he's a very, very good technical engineer.
Okay.
And most people who are that technically good are only technically good. And I think it's because he's able to keep the sort of musicality more important than the technical aspect. So he basically breaks all the engineering rules there are and just makes things sound good, you know?
And then it sounds great.
It sounds broken. Yeah, it sounds exploding and delicious.
Okay, your music has been used in video games. Very, 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 a lot of video games.
Yeah.
And especially sports games. Do you guys follow any sports?
We're not a particularly athletic bunch.
No, our guitarist Andy is a total baseball freak.
All right,
he loves baseball, and we all like soccer a lot. So when the World Cup is on, we usually follow that.
Yeah,
okay, but no ice hockey.
Because no ice hockey, no.
Because that is huge.
It's huge here. Everywhere, at all cold places, ice hockey is massive.
Yeah,
I don't understand it because you can't. On TV, you can't even see the puck. You just have to imagine where it is.
I generally like hockey just for the fights. When they fight.
As you can tell, he's a very violent.
You should probably buy a bigger TV.
Yeah, it's true. Or be home enough to watch it. You know?
Okay, but guys, you fucked the EMI and Capitol a few years ago.
Yes.
Of course, then comes this YouTube thing. Your videos, people saw them for a few times.
Yeah,
let's say, what was the reason? I guess you feel very, very good in this internet era. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it the reason you said fuck you? We're gonna do things on our way.
It certainly had something to do with it. I mean, we left our record label relatively amicably. I mean, it was actually kind of a nice split. They let us keep our record. We didn't fight a lot. I mean, the thing is that we don't. I think, you know, most bands, I think, sort of they see their job as making stuff. You know, making CDs, basically, making the same thing that people have been making for generations, and we just like following our craziest ideas, and sometimes that's music, in the traditional sense. Sometimes it's videos, sometimes it's collaborative projects with dancers or architects or anyone, and a record label doesn't know how to deal with any of that stuff. They don't know how to make money off of YouTube or make money off of all these other creative ideas we want to do. So I think they were kind of happy to see us go, and it means we get to make our own stuff our own way.
How you get the ideas for your videos?
Drugs.
Okay, and
lots and lots of drugs.
Can you tell me like a memory from the last trip, and do you have any idea about something that will come in the nearest future?
We were in the Joshua Tree Desert
on peyote.
On peyote.
What will come? Well, yes, we have a new video coming out in 2 weeks.
Whoa!
Yeah, it involves the Palabolas dance group. It's a very famous dance troupe from the U.S. and there's 10 of us in the video. It involves gravity being reversed, and it's really good.
More about the internet age and the times we're living in. Well, bands are finding very interesting ways how to distribute their music. Like, of course, we know Radiohead's story. Kaiser Chiefs 3 months ago did the thing where people could like put their own version of the album. Do you have anything like this in mind?
Well, I mean, YouTube is doing a pretty good job for us. We don't know how we'll release our next record yet. We're starting to make it now, and we're sort of two minds, because we like making records the old-fashioned way, because you don't want to have every song be a single. You don't want to have to sit there and be like, I want this one to be another pop song and this one to be another pop. You want to be able to sort of throw yourself at 10 or 20 songs at once and then kind of see which ones rise to the surface. But at the same time, no one listens to albums the same way. I don't listen to albums anymore. You know, everyone listens to one song at a time. So maybe we'll just start putting out one song at a time. Who knows?
All right. And to those who won't be able to see your live show because they're not here, they're going to hear some highlights on Radio 101. Mm-hmm. What can you tell to them about your show? What should they imagine while they're listening to your live set?
They should imagine getting off their asses and coming here. They should just be here.
That's right. You can dream it, you can do it.
Right. Yeah. It's not that huge of a country. They can all get here. Come on, boys and girls. Quick.
Someone should still work at a grocery store today.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Someone needs to feed them.
They can imagine a lot of primary colors.
Yeah. Do we get to use confetti today?
I don't know.
Sometimes at festivals, they don't let us use our confetti. If they do let us use our confetti, they should imagine a hailstorm of, like, a typhoon of confetti. And handbells. So we're going to do a handbell song, I think.
Cool. A lot of kids are awaiting your show tonight. And good luck with that. And thank you very much for
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us.